certainly the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And as always, it's an honor and it's a pleasure to address you across the nation. And I thank you for your kind comments and several making some very unkind comments. But as long as I have Clint Eastwood here on my desk here in this office, I feel that the good, the bad, and the ugly is going to all work its way out, because Clint was good and Eli Wallach was certainly ugly and Lee Van Cleef was definitely the bad. And there are those out there who would like to make me the bad person, and they say some pretty unkind words, but so many of you say so very many nice kind words, so thank you for your thoughts. And, of course, Bob and Kay have really made my week, because and Sandy's too, because of the gifts they sent from Delaware. And Clint Eastwood now sits prominently on my office desk here, and I gain a sense of humor, a sense of strength, a sense of Oscar, if you will, capabilities, because as many years as he went along and struggled along in the spaghetti westerns, he's now become quite the American icon, and certainly is a hero in my light. And I think I've told you before, I met him and shook hands with him back in 1974. So what a pleasure and what an honor. For those of you out there this evening, you all know and have heard about and you read about the column that I wrote for newswithviews.com today. It's called MADD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, ignoring the illegal alien drunk drivers across the country and intentionally causing more harm than they do good these days, and really taking away all the work that Candy Leitner did. And you can see that piece on Rinse.com, American Chronicle, and many of the other sites, newswithviews.com. And I thank you for checking it out. And tonight we're going to have a guest that is concerned about that. And she's an outstanding individual who has, over the years, been she's a veteran, and she's also been part of action here and certainly in the West. And with that, I want to make sure that each and every one of you comes to the website, frostywooldridge.com, gets that action letter, sends it out to your friends. Also, make sure that you go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. And if you want, the T-shirts are still available, $15. Send it to Frosty Wooldridge, care of Frosty Wooldridge. Make it out to Frosty Wooldridge, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And I'll send you that shirt along with other goodies immediately upon receipt, and you will have helped the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. Also, make sure that you tell yourself and your friends and everyone you know down the line, numbersusa.com. Let's tick up all the memberships there. I've already sent out 8 faxes this week already that were already pre-written. Easy to punch a button and make your word heard and your ideas and thoughts heard. And you can even put a P.S. at the bottom and tell your senator, your congressman, your president, your governor how you feel. And, of course, makes a lot of a big impact. And we are still right now fighting the DREAM Act. And piece by piece, they're trying to shove other little parts of that amnesty down our throats. It's important that you take advantage and take action. Also, before we go to the break, make sure that you go to the RBN, that's the RepublicBroadcasting.org, and get to the chat room on the homepage. All listeners can communicate with each other and hosts of RBN. And my friend Ken Ludwig, what we're thinking is always at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. He brings you quite an array of great guests that will give you some ideas on a positive lifestyle and positive thinking and positive actions and positive results. So thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back with our evening guest. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Right back.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us again and connecting the dots. I'm sitting here watching the sun go down over the Rockies here in Denver, Colorado. It's been a cool day. The forecast, of course, is winter. We already have a couple of ski slopes already opened up. The Rockies, the amazing Rockies, are off to the pennant. It's almost everyone's standing around in disbelief that the Colorado Rockies are off to and representing the National League. I don't think any of us really, or most of us, don't even know what the difference between the National League and the American League is, but the key is it's always competition, it's always fun, it's great entertainment, and the Rockies fans here in Colorado are having a lot of fun. And it is kind of fun to wake up and see that the Rockies have gone on and they're racing to the pennant. One way or the other, a lot of fun will be had. It's the Great American Classic for all you baseball fans, and just fun for everyone. Different cities always in competition. And the great sports that we all enjoy, and, of course, all those great stars out there, it's always a joy. One thing before we get to our guest this evening, make sure that you go to thesocialcontract.com. Get those pencils and papers out, because I think you're going to have some questions of our guest this evening. And you all know that the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for supporting Republic Broadcasting. Go to that website and get all the information you might need. The key is that you're getting information that you don't get from the regular big, although I'll tell you what, Peter Boyles is doing an outstanding job. Lars Larson does an incredible job. Roger Hedgecock does. Ken and John out there in California. George Putnam is extraordinary in what he does and has been doing. This man is 93 years old, a patriot, an ex-U.S. Marine, speaking up, standing up, speaking out. Barry Farber there in the East Coast doing a great job. So we are making a lot of impact, and we are making a difference. And this evening, our guest is making a huge impact because she is a mother, and she's also an Air Force veteran, and she is the lady who started MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. So if you want to, go to that website, www.MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. She's originally from Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was born in Chicago, north of Chicago. She's now in Arizona. She's traveled across the nation numerous times, including Washington, D.C., to speak and pass out literature regarding the impact of illegal alien anchor babies. And she has interviewed with Neil Cavuto, Hannity, Nancy Gracie, Lou Dobbs, and quite a few others. I mean, she really gets herself out there and to make impact and make change. And her biggest focus is on the 14th Amendment. I'm right along with her on that. It's being misinterpreted here in 2007 and has been for 20 years, that it was used to give citizenship to the slaves after the emancipation. But now it's being really misinterpreted to give illegal alien children citizenship, which they have no right to whatsoever. And there are some new bills in the House right now going to stop that, because illegal alien babies are not citizens of this country. They're citizens of the countries they came from. And with that, we're going to talk to Michelle Delacroix. It's a real special pleasure to have her, and thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thanks for having me, Frosty.
You know, you have really created quite a stir, because you speak, you write, you organize, and you galvanize and you inspire women out there across, and mothers across the nation. What brought you to create MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org?
Well, I was standing on the corner with the Minutemen about 2 years ago in front of a Home Depot right by my house, where the illegal aliens used to basically accost me in the parking lot with my two babies when I would take them out and put them in the stroller. And I saw this one Mexican lady walking in front of all of us while we were protesting, and she was screaming out at us, "We're going to keep coming and having more and more babies, and you can't stop us, and you're going to be paying for them." And I didn't know what she was talking about. And so I stood there, and I was doing some interviews with the media, because I was also a neighborhood block watch leader at the time. I had just resigned that position to take a break of being involved in things. And I realized at that point that I'm going to be involved in something new, because then there were these two other ladies that came by, and they brought about five children with them inside the protest, and they were singing, you know, "The Children of the World, We Are Yellow, Black, and White." You know, that's the song. And at that point, I realized, oh, my God, they're using their children. And then I thought about, what about my children? And then one thing led to another, and I didn't realize that the children that were born here weren't citizens, the same way as most Americans didn't know that. Most people think that as soon as the baby's born here, they think, oh, well, it's a citizen. Well, after I've done my research the last 2 years, I've gone down to Washington, D.C., and I researched in the law library and the Library of Congress, and passed out material, and I've done many, many numerous interviews regarding this. Like you said earlier, the 14th Amendment was specifically designed and written for the people who were black people, black slaves, back in the 1800s. Right. That's basically all it comes down to. The 14th Amendment does not apply to any other class of person, and that's what Senator Howard said, who was one of the co-founders and writers of the 14th Amendment. And when Americans really sit down and read what our Constitution says or what our amendments say, it's not the Cliff Note version, is what I tell people. When you look at the 14th Amendment online, all it will say is you have to be born or naturalized in the United States and be under the jurisdiction thereof, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of people think, well, that's the 14th Amendment. And I tell people, no. When you go to the Library of Congress, I have a big, huge book, and there's about 300, 400 or more pages, and that's just the excerpts of what they were talking about, not even the congressional notes of what was happening on the floor of what the Congress spoke about, what their intended meaning of that was. And that's the essence of what the definition of the 14th Amendment is. And like you said, it was for the people who were slaves, who were taken out of slavery, and they were given citizenship during the time of President Abraham Lincoln. And every constitution throughout the United States had to be changed, the words slave or property was taken out for the black man, who is no longer considered that. And he then and his children were considered citizens, and that is what the 14th Amendment applies to.
And that's exactly correct, and it's unfortunate that it has been misinterpreted all these years later, especially in the last 20 years, where the Mexicans and other illegals, there are actually websites out there. Korea has websites to get pregnant Korean women into the United States to drop their child, and that's just about what they're doing.
Right.
Drop their child, and they're immediately get the citizenship, and it's called the anchor baby. The Mexicans have brought it into an art form. The current figures for anchor babies, ladies and gentlemen, anywhere from 400,000 per year, 400,000 per year, and some estimates show up to close to a million. Now, I know these numbers just about take everybody by just a shock, but even at the lowest figure of 400,000 per year anchor babies, that means that you and I, the average taxpayer, pay for the deliveries, and those deliveries are on average between $5,000 and $8,000 per delivery, depending on the hospital and depending on the neck of the woods where they are. And the other problem, of course, that goes right along with that, as soon as that child is now an anchor baby, they get free education K through 12, which on the average runs between $7,000 and $8,000 for those 13 years that they are in the care of the U.S. Taxpayers' educational system, K through 12. And you add this up, and I did some figuring on that. It is about $109 billion, B as in boy, billion dollars per year per cycle. It's endless. It doesn't stop. So we, the American taxpayer, continue to pay. But that's not all where it ends. These children, born of these very poor third world people, receive morning breakfasts for free, a.k.a. on your taxpayer dollar, and lunches, and assisted housing, and, of course, medical right up through literally forever because they're illegal. They don't have to pay because of the EMTALA Act. And so this is not a small deal. This is a gargantuan bite out of the American taxpayer's dollar.
Right, Frosty. And, you know, in some schools, they actually give daycare for some of the children in the schools, in the high schools, so that the children continue going to school in California.
Not only that, they do that in Austin, Minnesota. They do that all over the country. And here's the real shocker for those of you who have a sense of morality and ethics. So many of these Mexican women get pregnant, not just once, twice, three, four, five times. They do it on the taxpayer's dollar, and they're pregnant at 14, 15, and 16 in the high schools, and then the high schools are now giving them daycare at the high school, which is even more costly, but it's also costly as to morals, as to ethics, as to critical thinking, as to personal choice, and finally, to personal responsibility.
Well, when you couple that with the fact that these children are in school with legal American children that are watching the behavior of these children that come from this culture, what it's doing is it's segregating the American families, because American families, the children are usually taught, listen, abstain from having sex, don't have a child at 12 years old, don't have sex at such a young age. I mean, just in Maine today, from what I was told, they passed a resolution or a bill over there that will allow birth control and condoms to be passed out to the students in school, and the parents won't know. I mean, this is what this has come down to, because there's so many children that are being born here from Mexico. I mean, let's point blank. I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, the reality is we know who the majority of our illegal alien population is. That's why our Congress, and that's why the people marching down the street with Mexican flags are out there saying, listen, this is the largest growing population out there. You'd have to be a moron not to know, okay? The thing is, the children in our schools are being taught bad habits. The school systems are being dumbed down. It's a matter of fact. My daughter, who's in second grade, one of her choices for the number 8 was actually Ocho. No kidding. My son, who is in kindergarten, his book was half in Spanish, half in English. This is not right, you know. So we just have to pay particular attention to these things.
We certainly do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Michelle here, and we are with MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us again. We have Michelle Delacroix here with us. She is the organizer of MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. I suggest you go to her website. You will be really brought up to speed on this situation. You'll understand what we face, what the mothers across this nation face. And as she was describing just a few minutes ago, you go into your own school where you paid all your own taxes, and all of a sudden now you're being forced to learn another foreign language. In not just a foreign language, because my brother speaks five different foreign languages, and I studied in Quebec, Canada, for a year just to learn how to speak French. I love foreign languages. However, the greatest, fastest way to break up any civilization or any country is to break up its ability to talk to itself, to create enclaves of ethnic, linguistic separation, if you will. And all of a sudden, here we have these Mexicans and the Spanish language forcing its way into our cities and our schools and displacing us and forcing us against our own language and creating a dual language in this country. And it's really a lot more trouble than anybody really realizes at this point in time. Now, do any other parents get upset and go down there and protest at the school, Michelle?
Well, unfortunately, you know, what we have to remember is that we have different classes of people in America. And there's obviously lower middle class, or there's poor, there's lower middle class, upper middle class, and then, you know, rich. And here in Phoenix, I live near Scottsdale, so I'm near the upper middle class. Not that I'm in that bracket, but, you know, a lot of the people that go to the schools around here, they're younger. They live in probably $500,000 to $1 million homes. And to be honest with you, they just don't want to rock the boat because they're afraid that they don't want to get hurt. I've had people email me where mothers say, listen, you know, I agree with your message, but I just don't want to get involved because they just feel like they're going to get hurt or their children are going to get hurt. They just don't understand that by them keeping silent, they're just hurting their children in the long run. Some of the mothers are waking up because they're seeing this moving along quicker and quicker because now they have open enrollment in the schools out here in Scottsdale, and the school teachers are overwhelmed. The classrooms are getting crowded. And, you know, they're doing little things like my children will come home and tell me at lunchtime they'll have a special area where they will say, any children that want to learn Espanol, come over here and eat your lunch. And I think that's really tricky. I think that's sneaky and it's underhanded because as parents, we should have the right to say whether or not we want our child to learn a certain language, whatever that language should be. To then force a child, I mean, we all remember what it was like in school, whether it was grammar school or high school. Kids can be brutal to each other, and you want to be either popular or fit in with the group. And if the schools are doing something like this behind the parents' backs, your child is going to feel either left out or segregated or feel like they are going to be forced to go along with the crowd to learn Spanish, even though I don't want my kids to learn it, not because of any reason that I don't like it, just because I choose not to. I'm Italian, Polish, and German. I wish that they would teach one of those languages. I don't want to feel forced to learn Spanish. And my children, they opted not to go to the little section, which I'm proud of them. I'm real proud of them, and they know how hard I work. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are still scared to get up there, and they're afraid to rock the boat. And I think in time people are going to start figuring it out, but it's amazing to me that the illegal alien population, they come right forward, they stand together. But then again, you know, if anything's free at a store, I'm sure everybody would run to the front of the store to put their hand out to get something for free. That's the reason why they're all together, and they know they have the support of our government. The American people, there's really nobody supporting us out in there in Washington. We're waiting to find a big population of senators to help us, but there's only a handful. You know, you've got, you know, Rohrabacher that's out there trying to help Ramos and Copian. You have Tom Tancredo out there. You have, you know, a bunch of different senators. I just don't have them all, you know, listed in my head here. But, you know, we've got not enough support, and the illegals have more support than we do. And we've got nonprofit groups, faith network groups. We've got all of these groups out there that are doing things underhanded like the schools are, where they're trying to trick our kids without the parents knowing that they're teaching them Spanish. And we're funding it all. And I'm just trying to wake up more mothers. I just try to do it as easily as I can. I mean, there's probably going to be a day that I'm going to probably embarrass my kids, but then again, I think the way my kids are, they might join me, where I might walk up and down in front of the school with the American flag and a poster, because one day it's going to come to that.
Well, it certainly is. I want to also add to this, as a former teacher myself, certainly in the inner city for several years, you can have the kind of conflict among 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9 year olds, but once you start having that ethnic separation, that linguistic separation up into the middle school, 7th, mm-hmm. 8th grade, 9th grade, and then you start going to high school,
it can be
that's
dangerous.
When the gangs and the,
yep.
and the cliques start happening, and it gets down to be downright violent. And that's why here in Colorado, in the Denver public school system, with about 30,000 illegal alien kids, we got a 67% dropout flunkout rate. Now, I just had an email come across the air, and it says, please ask Michelle if she would begin to speak out in telling citizens across the country to constantly call their law enforcement agencies and elected officials to put a stop to illegal immigration. Report to your local police stations any suspicious activities that involve illegal aliens.
Well, we're trying to do that, but a lot of these police stations have sanctuary orders, and they pretty much take your call and hang up. That's what we're facing around the country. A lot of these police departments are basically told, stand down. Don't call ICE. Don't call Border Patrol. And, I mean, I've spoken with police officers right here in Phoenix that have told me they'll stop illegal aliens in car traffic stops, and they're told, release them. It's not a good situation out there. It's scary. I just talked to another lady down my street, an older lady, who said, you know, it's really scary because as an American, I'm being profiled.
You certainly are. As a matter of fact, Representative Vitter just tried to get a new bill across to stop sanctuary, but it got voted down yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these few comments. We're talking to Michelle Delacroix, and she is the organizer of MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
And thank you for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots. And I have a few questions we want to go over with Michelle. One of the things that we talked about and has just happened in the last day or so, of course, is that huge inferno, that trucking inferno. 21 trucks crashing and burning there, killing 3 people. And I've been trying to track down whether or not those truck drivers were illegal aliens. Haven't got a confirmation of that in I-5 tunnel there in California. But there's another aspect of that big crash, and that is, according to Steve King, the congressman from Iowa, in a speech last year said that about 12 to 13 American citizens are killed every day in this country from drunk driving illegal aliens who drive illegally, have no licenses, have no insurance, but they're killing off American citizens. That's happened more than a half dozen times here in Colorado just in the last year and a half. Justin Goodman, Dale Engelearth, the list goes on. John Hessler was put into a wheelchair. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Now, MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, is starting to do something, but unfortunately, they're doing nothing. And could you explain what they're actually going on with that?
Well, if anybody, again, wants to go to my website, they can see our press release at mothersagainstillegalaliens.org. What MAD has done is they've had their attorneys send me a letter that stated that they wanted me to cease using the name Mothers Against in the name of my organization. They felt that there was a They didn't want to be associated, in their words. They didn't want to have it the public be confused that Mothers Against Illegal Aliens and Mothers Against Drunk Driving were associated in any manner. And they stated that I had 10 days from the date of the letter that they sent me to respond, otherwise they'd seek further legal action. So we actually sent out a press release letting people know after we did a little research that lo and behold, after reviewing their website and realizing that, you know, they've pretty much been hijacked by La Raza. The former president of La Raza, Raul, he was on their 2001 board of advisors. And if you look at MAD's website, to all intents, you know, purposes, when you look at it, it really looks like it's been hijacked to the purpose of presenting MAD as a group that's going to be helping the Hispanic Latino community that speaks not much English, because a lot of their grants that they're getting, for instance, are coming from a congressman, Lucille Robel Allard out of California. And she's gotten them millions of dollars for ad campaigns for the Spanish language speaking people. And, you know, the terrible part about this is a lot of these funds are coming from the federal government. They're private donations from big corporations. And the American people are under the impression that MAD's supposed to be there keeping us safe and going after possibly the drivers, too. That was my impression when I always thought about MAD. But I guess their focus is not going after the driver in as much as going after the act of a drunk driver, meaning educating the younger children and maybe dealing with car dealers, getting the breathalyzer tests in there. But see, MAD has gotten involved in legislation for seatbelt safety. And so what I took upon myself is to contact the former founder, Candy Leitner. I had spoken with her. And she thought it was sort of a little ridiculous that I got this letter, but I did ask her, why isn't MAD involved in putting statistics up, since they've got a diversity button, and a lot of what they're putting up there is specifically regarding, in my opinion, when you read it, and anyone else can read it and determine it for themselves, but they're dealing with people that speak no English, that don't know the laws in America. There's an article that they have up there themselves talking about the Mexican culture being one where it's a drinking culture, starting at the age of 12. It's a rite of passage for the men in Mexico. And these are the same people that are here illegally in our country. And MAD knows very well the majority of the people here illegally, as they're from Mexico. They know this. But see, La Raza has infiltrated MAD, and they're using MAD as a covert operation to manipulate the public to get more funds, in my opinion. And the only reason why I think they sent me that letter wasn't because they didn't like the words Mothers Against in my group. It's because they didn't like the last two letters, Illegal Aliens. Because it looks to me that that's the group that they're protecting.
There's no question that's the group they're protecting, because one of the things that they talk about, and they show the statistics, and the stats are 59.4%, I believe, of the illegal aliens and the drinking and driving and accidents and deaths. It's horrific. It's higher than anybody else.
Right.
And it shows a culture. And so for them to pretend that they're going to educate these people in a culture that, first of all, is a culture of the loss of the rule of law, in other words, breaking the law, and that drinking and driving is their norm, how would anyone in their right mind think that MAD is going to go out into the world, certainly into the United States, and educate all of these Mexicans and then pretend that they're going to change their culture?
Well, culture, let me say this, though, Frosty. Lucille Robel Allard, she's a congressman I spoke about earlier. She actually had legislation she was proposing to have nonprofit organizations receive federal funding so that they could conduct workshops for citizenship for quote-unquote immigrants. And we know how they twist words around. It's not the immigrant that they're trying to teach. So in essence, since MAD has been hijacked by La Raza and LULAC and members like that, they've changed their focus. And I have a press release here that was from 2006 from Ms. Robel Allard, where she talks about the president signing a bill, which was the Stop Underage Drinking Bill, and she talks about now it's coming out of the shadows, the same terminology they use for the illegal aliens. yet she's the same congresswoman that got an award from MAD, and she does a lot of work maneuvering MAD getting more funding. In her press release, it's very interesting, too, because she never once talks about the Hispanic community or the underage drinking in the Hispanic community, but she uses word-for-word verbatim what's on MAD's website under cultural impact for the students that are drinking. When she talks here on her press release, she says that the United States, during any given month, nearly 11 million of our youth between the ages of 12 and 20 drink alcohol. And let me read here what they write on the underage drinking. If I have it here, it says, this is coming now from MAD's website. Among Hispanics 12 to 20 years old and people who begin drinking before the age of 15 are more likely to develop alcohol dependence. I mean, she literally uses the same exact words, but she takes out the word Hispanics, but that's what's on MAD's website. And she gets them millions of dollars. She got them $2.48 million for an ad campaign for Spanish-speaking people. Now, mind you, you've got Dustin Inman Society, who Dustin Inman had been killed. And his mother is in a wheelchair. She's in pain. This is a woman whose life will never be the same. You've got Melanie Courtling, who's another lady. She died by the hands of an illegal alien behind a vehicle. Now, a vehicle is a weapon, and it's not a privilege. It's not a right. I mean, it's actually something. It's a privilege that you're given to drive here in America. And yet, in New York, they want to give driver's licenses to millions of illegal aliens. And yet, MAD got a letter from Senator Courtling. Out in Texas, who asked them to get involved in the legislation for immigration this year, and they didn't even bother returning the phone call from both their senator and their representative, Lamar Smith, of Texas this year. Which, the reality is they basically gave their middle finger, to their Texas senators and representatives because they're connected with La Raza.
Yeah, and one of the things that it really disturbs me as even the governor of New York right there, I think his name is Spitzer, he is not only, he's actively aiding and abetting illegal aliens along with Corzine in New Jersey. So what we have is a violation of oath of office at the highest levels of governors of our own states. And then you have, again, somebody like Lucille Roball Allard going out and obtaining all these funds. And it shows you, and I've talked about it before, ladies and gentlemen, third world momentum, where corruption becomes a mechanism by which a country operates.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that Mexico is the most corrupt country in the Western Hemisphere, bar none, and yet we continue to allow its operatives, whether it's Zaragoza, the Mexican mayor of Los Angeles, who's now crying because the gangs are taking over the streets. It's unsafe. No one's really safe in Los Angeles anymore, even in the daytime, let alone the nighttime. And then you have the same. We've got 12,000 gang members here in Denver, Colorado, and yet John Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver, Colorado, blithely runs around and gives the sanctuary policy for the city of Denver that protects these 12,000 criminals, illegal aliens. And see, you've got to wonder, what is it and how did MAD give itself away? Who snuck in there and literally displaced Americans from MAD's main focus, and that was to bring about tougher legislation to stop drunk driving, but in fact they've become just a puppet. They're not doing anything.
Absolutely. Well, Fauci, they had the president of La Raza as their board, as one of their advisors. And that's brilliant. I mean, when you think about it, the people who are coming here illegally and those that are supporting the Mexican people that are here, they know what their vices are. And they know that it's a drinking culture. It's openly obvious, and they've stated it themselves. And the best thing that they knew was, listen, they planned this. They knew which groups to get involved in and plant themselves heavily in. And the president of La Raza, who's also on the board for United Way and Salvation Army, by the way, he got himself in to MAD because he could then influence their content, their wording, and the direction to then sort of powder down the effects or use softer words to get around the illegal aliens. Because, mind you, if they didn't go in and try to hijack MAD, MAD would be on my side protecting us, protecting the American people from illegal aliens. And it was brilliant what they've done. But the problem is what they did by sending a letter to me was they've opened themselves up to for people to see who they really are. And the donations that they're getting, where is that money going? And we know 85% of Americans don't want illegal immigration. And we know there's a lot of private donations that are going to MAD. And maybe this is going to show MAD. Listen, the Republican Party's donations went down when they realized that the Republicans were screwing us. Well, if MAD's not protecting our families and they're using millions of dollars of federal funding to protect and educate people, not only in Spanish, which we thought, you know, we thought English only is the language in America, but they're using Spanish literature, they're teaching the Spanish community, and their focus is the Latino-Spanish movement, Americans have to take a make a decision.
Well, there's no question about that. And what really curls, gripes my guts, and gets under my fingertips is the fact that it's our money that's funding this organization to help their people embed themselves further into our country and at the same time do nothing to stop the drunk driving carnage that's going on in every city across America, and with this 12 to 13 people getting killed every single day in this country by drunk driving illegal aliens, it's obvious that MADD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, simply continues to fail at its task, and I would imagine that Candy Leitner is not that particularly thrilled to see an organization that she created since 1980. 1980 is when she went after, because her little girl, I think 13-year-old little girl, Carrie, was killed by a drunk driver who hadn't just been drunk once or twice. He had, like, multiple DUIs.
Right. Well, when I spoke with her, she really wasn't that interested in helping Mothers Against Illegal Aliens bring attention to the illegal alien aspect, though, mind you, which I found interesting. She said very clearly she was trying to go after the act of drunk driving. And she told me that originally MAD started with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and then
right.
they changed their name to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yeah, but what we have to remember, the most important thing here is this. Our government is allowing Americans to be murdered on the street. They're helping facilitate groups like MAD or any other nonprofit by whatever the nonprofit group is, whether it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving. The underlying thing is that there's congressmen, women or men out there getting legislation passed for nonprofit groups to have extracurricular activities to get more federal funding to do extra special things like this potentially having workshops for giving citizenship to immigrants, which has nothing to do with MAD. How many of these nonprofit groups are pulling in more federal funds? And that's why they changed their message. They're, you know, at first blush, when you hear of the group, it sounds like a good group. But you got to look further in, people. We need to know who we're giving our money to. And personally, I don't think nonprofits should be getting federal funding.
Oh, and I agree, because there's so much room for fraud.
Right.
Here, we've got so much fraud in Boulder County and certainly in Denver right now going on. It's just unbelievable. And it's all to help illegal aliens. It's giving them special rooms. It's giving them special. We did some research on it just a couple years ago, some of the nonprofits in the Boulder Valley. We're talking about outright fraud going on, helping illegal aliens embed themselves into Boulder County, and it's really a nightmare.
That's all we're doing. What we're doing, as hard as we're all fighting to have our laws enforced, our government is doing everything they can through other organizations to help promote giving illegal aliens and those that speak Spanish even more help in not learning English, but getting things printed in their language, helping them in Spanish. This is ridiculous that our dollars are helping these people when their own country should be helping them in their own language in their own country. And when we've got people dying on the street, being killed, we've got children in schools catching diseases that was just on the news. You know, we've got children going to school with children that are illegal, that are anchor babies, that have people in their homes that they're probably harboring who are illegally here. And then the American child, the poor innocent American child, they're the victims, they're the real innocent victims, which is, gets back to my message with Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. The American child, the legal citizen child, is a true victim because their vote is being taken away, their citizenship is being diluted, their vote is being diluted. They're being stripped of what belongs to them from their forefathers and what was given to us, and it's a shame that our country is doing this.
Well, I certainly agree, and one of the things that's come out just this last couple of days, and I wrote about it, is a disease factor. We've got this new staff. It's a multi-drug-resistant staph infection. And, of course, we know that we've got 20 million illegal aliens have come across this border. And these illegal aliens were unscreened and not checked for any kind of diseases within their bodies. And they've come across the United States borders by the millions now, anywhere from 20 to 30 million. And the diseases they carry are now being transferred into American citizens. And also the tuberculosis. I understand that one of these guys had come across the border. He had tuberculosis, and he was just literally giving it to everybody that he had come in contact with. And ladies and gentlemen, the average illegal alien that has tuberculosis will pass it on to between 10 and 50 other American citizens, depending on his public contact. And where do these illegal aliens work? Where do they go? Well, they live in apartment buildings, 20 to an apartment building of two rooms. They live in trailers. They sit there and cut your tomatoes and your onions at the food co-op or the restaurant, and then they go to the bathroom. They don't wash their hands. They cough on the dishes they just washed. They sneeze. Whatever they do, they and you are now all into the victim possibilities of catching tuberculosis. And not only that, the children that go to the schools that are victims of tuberculosis now infect our children. We'll be right back after these few commercial comments with Michelle Delacroix of MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking with Michelle Delacroix, and she is the organizer of MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org, and she's out there to help you, mothers and fathers across this nation, to understand the ramifications of this invasion, what it means to your children and the schools in which they are going to and attending, and what the future prospects are that we hold. And she's also exposing about Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, the organization that formerly was supposed to take care of and be a part of our country, but in fact has been hijacked. Are there some things that you'd like to see done that can change this thing with Mothers Against? I mean, with the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or is there any way to get it back for our people, for our country?
Well, the best thing that we can think of doing is trying to work with them. I think that the message of being against drunk drivers and drunk driving, I'm all for that, and I think everybody who's listening is for that. Everyone thinks that that's a bad thing. What we need to do is have the people who are dealing with MAD take a serious look at what we would like them to do. And one of the things I would want them to do, which I put in my press release, is I would like them to put a button on their website that would give statistics of the illegal alien population, how many of them have committed these deaths and or injuries to American families and citizens in America. Many years ago, MAD used to have on their website, I guess every week or every month, a different particular person that actually died by the hands of by someone who had been drinking and driving. The problem is they stopped doing that, and there's no more focus on an actual individual. And even when they did talk about it, they very briefly just scanned over the person that caused the accident, but they told more about the history of the person that got killed, which is just as important. But we cannot forget the element of who the driver was, and I think that's where MAD is dropping the ball. They need to show who was the culprit, who committed the crime, and not only who was lost in the life that was lost or the life that was injured, but who was the person that committed that crime. They need to go deeper into this, but they're not doing that. And we need to get them to do that, because I think that their group can get back to where when they first started. I think when Candy Leitner first started the group, it was for the love of the loss of her child that she lost. And when you read the history of what she went through, she had a lot of instances with her family members that had people who were drunk drivers hurt her family members. And I would think that she wouldn't just want the person who committed the crime to not have any focus on him. The second thing I would like them to do is actually stop this whole diversity thing, because we're in America, and we're not supposed to be diverse. We're one nation. There's many cultures, many nationalities, and, you know, the money that they're getting to focus on one group of people, I think, is wrong, and I'd like them to stop doing that. I'd like people to make phone calls, and don't take my word for this. Do your own research. I want Americans to take what I've told them today or what they read on my website. Go to MAD's website and you take a look yourself, because I didn't even do that until they sent me a letter, and I was a little surprised. No, not a little, a lot. I was shocked.
I was blown away personally.
I was blown away by what I was reading. And don't just read what's on their website. Google people's names that you see on their website. Go back a little bit and you know, Google MAD and La Raza. See what you come up with. Read those articles. You know, do some research, folks, because that's how you're going to find out what's going on with this group. Because in my opinion, this is a tangible thing that we can change.
Oh, we certainly can. Do you have any television appearances coming up, Michelle, that you could announce for the listeners out there?
No, I don't have anything coming up right now, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And, of course, they can come to your website, MothersAgainstIllegalAliens.org. Michelle, thank you very much for joining the show tonight. It's just been an honor and a pleasure, and you have been one great American patriot, and we thank you so much for your activism.
You too, Frosty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you here. And stand up, speak out, and we're going to change history toward America and not the direction that it's going in, which is the One World Order and North American Union. This is our country. It's our children. It's the future. It's the United States Constitution. Serve it. And serve it well. Good night. Godspeed and God bless. With reason.